Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. This is, I tell you something, the faders have only just come down.
They have, yeah.
On so the actual show.
We're in a run today. We normally do this earlier in the week, but it's been a mad bastard of a week
It's been strange, yeah.
Yeah, Jim's been having his mates in and all. They were fiddling around in guitars and everything. What else was going on? I can't remember.
We went to use it one day and somebody else had it. The studio, that
is. Oh, that's right. Nikki, yeah. She likes doing our shows live, like some sort of prima donna diva or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, like most people don't know, but radio's a lie. You know what I mean? You listen to those other stations and they only have sneaky little Linda Bart fellas.
Yeah, Sneaky
little Linda Bart fellas. It sounds like they're actually in the station, but they're actually at home in the bath.
They're having a bath at
the
time.
Yeah, washing their willies in the bath there. And spoofing everyone up that they're all there. Little spoofer. So there you go. So we couldn't come into the room here.
Yeah.
So there you go. So now
PJ won't go into the other. We have another studio that, you know, if you're regulars kind of on the old after show, we do occasionally do it from the other studio.
The little room in there, the little box of biscuits, yeah.
But PJ gets all paranoid because he has to be shoulder to shoulder.
It's very hard talking to someone when you're looking the same direction as them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I like to look at someone when I'm talking to them.
Yeah, to have a conversation.
Like, this standard
show. As opposed to looking at the camera.
Standard show, looking into a phone. Hello, Jim, how are you? I am fine. It's a bit weird. It's strange carrying on. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, to be fair, getting you to have a conversation at all.
Yeah. Well, I'm not mad about that either. You know what I mean? I don't just be able to rant along to myself and my own shite. I tell you, that's my thing. You got me. It's the first time we've done one of these nights where it's the weekend. Bowls tonight.
Yeah.
By the time most people hear it, it'll probably be over. Hopefully, Bowls go and beat UCD. I'm getting mad. This League of Ireland thing, I swear to God, if you're not a League of Ireland fan, you've become. If you're not a League of Ireland fan, you're missing out so much. It's
unreal. From your Dubs heritage a little bit, you've drifted a bit.
Yeah, you see, there's so much more events to go to. They're on all the time.
Yeah.
The Dubs leave you hanging. And in fairness, there's no anticipation in the Dubs anymore. It's like just turning up to a public fucking execution in Stephen's Green. Do you know what I mean?
Because they just beat everyone.
What public executions were like back in the day? James Mangan and all the lads would get locked, so they go up to the executions in the 1600s and it was just, they put on a Mayo jersey on some poor criminal and everyone just goes, "Come on, you boys in blue!" And the boys in blue were the executioners. They hung a lad.
Yeah.
And everyone told us, "That was great, James. A close one there now. I thought your man was going to stay alive for 5 seconds. That's what going to the Dubs matches feels like now.
We've said this before.
Tension and like you wanted last week was, it was fucking unbelievable. It's 3 goals, 5 minutes, coming back from 2-0 down. Fantastic.
You see,
if you're regulars
on the show, you'll know that myself and PJ have a slight difference of opinion on this, because I would be more than happy, and am more than, say for example in the case of the Dubs, I'm more than happy to see them annihilate teams.
I
would love if all the teams, if every time the Ireland soccer team rolled out onto a pitch, if they battered the opposition, I'd be delighted. If every time United rolled out onto a pitch they battered the opposition, I'd be delighted.
Oh, but you're never on a high, you know. Not the same way.
You can celebrate.
Not the same way.
See, the thing is, what about when, you know, you get one of those games like the Shells game, right?
Yeah.
Post Shells game, and you're 2-0 down and you're in the depths of the... Now, okay, it turns around
end. This is a load of
It turns around at the end.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, for example, remember back to the 99 Champions League final.
Oh, fantastic.
I mean, you know,
that's why we remember it.
Absolutely.
That's why everyone thinks it's the most amazing thing that ever happened.
But it is great because of what happened.
Because that comeback and that one, everybody thought it was over.
Imagine if the comeback hadn't happened, though. Would have been the...
Yeah, but that's... You're totally missing the point. Yeah,
sport is ridiculous. It should be just an outcome for the outcome
Jim is arguing that Dublin should be allowed to field 30 players. Just in case there might actually be a possibility of losing.
Absolutely.
Not at all. I tell you, there's nothing like that chewing on your nails and getting an itchy arse and getting all full of hate and all. You go, "I can't believe these fuckers are going to beat us." And then that suddenly, the pendulum just drops and goes
away. It does.
The ecstasy that takes you over. It's fantastic. You know what I mean?
I find it fantastic when you're able to walk along giving the finger to the opposition. You know what I mean?
Don't get me wrong. I enjoy that as well.
Having put an 8 past
it's
them.
Just not as... It doesn't give you the same high as all I'm saying. But there you go. So
bowls for you tonight then.
Bowls tonight. And then of course
if
it's the hurling final. It is the ancient art, the ancient sport of hurling.
I'm looking forward
to
the hurling final.
It's going to be epic, I'd say. Tipperary and Kilkenny. Might have seen those two in finals before, but the first time in a long time they've been up against each other in finals.
That's the other time when it's great watching sport. Obviously, you know, everybody associates sport with watching your own teams and supporting your own crowd and all that. But sometimes it's a great bit of joy in being a neutral.
Yeah, there
There's
is.
There's a great
yeah.
joy in being a neutral that you can actually appreciate a game without, like, you know what I mean? Like, the idea that you would, like, I'd happily take a dodgy penalty or whatever if it made me win. No question.
Definitely.
But when you're a neutral and you can actually watch the game for what it's meant to be, you know, and not necessarily like, you know, want it to be
it's still
good.
Hard to watch hurling, though. And I know I'm going against the ground. I've said
hard
this
to watch hurling.
Where's the fucking ball? I'm watching the I was at the semi final and I was enjoying it and it was great, right?
Yeah.
But I'm reacting post reaction, right?
Right.
So it's like something happens and everyone goes, eh, and I go, what happened? Oh. And then the goal. Was that a goal? Yeah. Way! It's like, where's the goal? Where's the fucking ball? Is it your man there? No, it's over there. Oh! Because where's the fucking ball? I don't know where it is. And I'm telling you, I can't see it. And how your spoofer with the camera knows where it is beyond me. I have no idea where the ball is at any one time. And I've got perfect vision. 20-20 fucking vision. Tested all the time, right? The only thing about me that's perfect is my vision. Everything else is bollocks. Grand. Fair enough. Don't need it. I'm not out there trying to win it myself. But where is the fucking ball in hurling?
Right.
I can never see it. And that's why I like football more.
So you
as a spectator,
you want hurling,
it gives me more.
You want hurling to take the step that when you go into the stadium...
I just wanted to make it
a bigger
ball.
A big giant arrow is hanging on these kind of... And it moves around pointing where the ball... Like a giant spot the ball thing happening.
Or at least play it with an inflatable ball and slow the whole thing down.
All right, yeah. So you want to go from the fastest game...
Field game,
whatever the fucking thing is called in the world, to... playing with a beach
ball.
But
this is the problem. We all go on about it. Oh, it's the fastest field sport in the world. Who gives a shit? That makes it impossible to watch. Slow the fucking thing down and maybe we'll all get into it a little bit more.
Well, I don't find it hard to watch. Yeah, I think it's a super fucking game.
Where's the ball? You don't know where the ball is anymore.
I'll tell you where the ball is.
Where?
It's where the players are hitting each other.
Yeah. Is it though?
Well, sometimes in all GA sports, that's never a good thing to assume.
Players could be hitting each other in a pub. That doesn't mean the ball's down there either. that's the only problem I have with it. And I know it's the superior sport. I know it's the most skillful sport in the world. It's the fastest game in the world.
I'm just thinking.
All those things. But I just don't
imagine you
watching
playing it.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
Imagine you playing it. If that's the way you are as a spectator, imagine you playing it.
Yeah.
You're talking out there, going out with your hurl, and then the game starts, and you're like, where the fuck? What? Where the fuck? Don't give it to me. PJ's there beside. Where the fuck is it?
Yeah. Place it into my hand and then give me a second to hit the thing.
Yeah. But you'd be finally getting a ball and you'd be standing there going, calm down, right? Whoa. Don't be coming near me with them words. Hang on a second.
Come here,
will you?
There's coaches trying to eat the bleeding ear off me and everything here.
I have to see where I'm going to hit this now. Give us a second, will you? Hang on a second.
Jim, will you go over there into the middle, please, and I'll hit it here? I'll wait for you. No, go on.
There's no rush.
Don't mind all these cultures shouting and screaming at us. You go on over there.
That would be a game of hurling.
I see it would, actually. That's why hockey I watch. I like hockey. When the women's hockey was on.
Right.
I got really into that. And I never, let's be honest, I've never watched it. Some things come along and you watch them, right?
Right.
So, for instance, Annalise Murphy, when she got into the Olympics with the sailing, right?
Yeah.
I watched all her races.
Okay.
Right? Now, I haven't a fucking clue what happened in those races, right? I don't know. So, I came away from that going, I'll never forget watching the first race in the Olympics that she was in, right?
Right.
And I was thinking, geez, is she doing well or what's going on? And then it turned out I was watching the warm-up, right?
Oh.
So that'll tell you, right?
Okay.
Just watch when yacht's warming up. Why you have to warm up a yacht? Anyway, that's another fucking thing, right? You have to warm up a yacht. You have to warm up the wind or something. Anyway, that happened. So I came away from that
water.
Sailing is not for me. Yeah. You know, you have to go around and say, you have to boil a kettle and place it in front of the thing. Sailing's not for me. When the women's hockey was on, I suddenly was obsessed. It's a brilliant game to watch.
Right.
I'm going to say something I've never said before. This is very controversial. Protestant hurling is better than Catholic hurling. As a spectator sport.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologise.
Protestant hurling is a better game.
Going to have to cut this short while I go over and kick PJ Gallagher in the box.
And I know I deserve it. But I am telling you, hockey to watch, great game.
Right.
The ball's on the ground all the time.
Right.
Right. You know what I mean? So there's no one digging at all. The penalty shootouts are an epic thing. You get to run, you have 5 seconds to run at the keeper and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
The game itself is deadly. How do you do the hookity spookity thing?
Right.
I don't know the official name of the terminology. Yeah.
No, hookity spookity is
the hookity spookity thing.
Yeah.
And we got to a World Cup final.
Wow, so we're good
at it. You can't get to a World Cup final in hurling. The All Ireland's the best you can do.
Man, you've changed.
No.
From Northsider to Southsider. from Dub to Corkonian. Now from Irish Republican to bloody
Protestant hurling supporter.
Oh, unbelievable.
Oh, I'm telling you,
you have changed. So much has happened to you in the last few years.
A lot has happened to me. Not all of it good, not all of it bad.
Are you going through like a midlife crisis or something?
I don't know.
Are you going to come in here with a prostitute and a Harley at any stage?
Oh, no, that was years ago. That's what I've come from.
Actually, this is part of your reform.
This is part of the reform.
And come here, listen. There's, do you some like ice hockey?
There's some prostitute on a Harley sitting there somewhere going, you want to see when I knew him back in the day? That lad.
Is that to leave me here with this? And I don't know. I've been minding it for years.
I remember when he said he loved the hurling. And that's the problem. Don't get me wrong. I do love the hurling. I just think ice hockey. Yeah, I'm not mad about it. Again, I have the same problem.
Not being knowing where the
puck
is.
And the way it can go behind the goal with the puck. Will you stop?
Yeah.
If you can go behind the keeper. Yeah. There's something wrong with the game.
And if you have to dress like you're about to be attacked by one of those when training a guard dog.
Yeah,
you know,
you have to
walk out like that.
Yeah, if you have to dress like you're going to be shot at, you know, for police training.
Yeah.
There's something a bit. And that's another game. I really thought I would be into it because I have friends in Montreal and everything.
Yeah.
I went to Montreal and they have this team in Montreal. The Canadiens, they're called, right? So they took us to this big game. They're like, this is like
they're called the what?
Canadiens. Like Canadians, but it's like the French for the Canadiens, I think they're called.
Oh my God.
The Montreal Canadiens.
That's so pretentious.
Yeah, I know. That, yeah.
No, Jim, it's the French language. Yeah, I know. It's just so pretentious.
Yeah, they're called Canadiens. I think it's called Canadiens. And their biggest rivals are the Boston Bruins.
Right.
And they were like, I would much prefer to go to Boston. Well, I won't say that to these Canadians. You know, these Canucks.
These
Canadians, we might get upset about the Bostonians, right?
Sacre bleu.
They weren't playing the Boston. They were playing some, I don't know who they were. I can't even remember. Not terrible. I can't even remember, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, they were wearing black. And we got there and I thought it was going to be amazing. Honestly. It was just all right. The occasional fist fight broke out and I was into that.
Yeah, exactly.
But that was great crack. Do you know what I mean?
And did you do that thing that they always seem to do in American sport of getting absolutely locked and eating your own weight in fucking
fast food? I'm not watching
it.
Americans don't watch the game. Do you ever go to a baseball
game? Give me 8 pitchers of beer and 14 burgers, 18 hot dogs.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a baseball game?
A side of popcorn.
Man, you got to go to a baseball game. Because that is all you do, right? It goes on for the whole day, right?
Yeah.
And I love baseball, the game, right? But when you go to a baseball game, it's like a determination not to watch what's going on in the field.
Right.
So everyone goes in.
Is baseball like American football and goes on for about 4 hours?
It's longer.
Oh, Jesus.
Right?
Oh, and then you'd fucking die of starvation.
But they don't even wait. They don't even fucking wait, man. They don't even wait. And this is the mad thing. They literally don't even wait. They go in and they sit down and someone comes out and goes, oh, say, can you say, by the dancer. Right,
Dr. Phil sings the national anthem.
Yeah, yeah. And then as soon as that happens, right, all these lads come out and go, popcorn, Cracker Jacks. And everybody just stands up and goes, right, I'm getting pizza in the field. Is there anyone coming? And they all walk out.
Oh, you mean they don't even have it in their seat?
No, they fuck off. And like there's pool tables and all.
Oh, Jesus.
But by the bar, so they go out and they play pool.
And there's these lads whacking them.
Yeah, and every so often they'd go in and go, yay, so I heard we're
go
down.
Yankees,
I heard it's 2 innings down to the 5th, or 5th down to the 49th. That's all this shit. And then they check in, and then get some, might watch a bit, or if they have a beer, and then they go, right, anybody fancy a game of fucking rounders? Whatever. They don't do rounds, that's actually what they're doing. You know what I mean? But they walk around the stadium all the time. It's
because
I saw
the thing where they set up barbecues and car parks and all. You can have like cookouts.
Oh yeah, at the football.
And football.
They
literally go for a picnic in the car park of an event of a football
game.
All
these big loonies with and it's all those mad Americans. You know the mad Americans who's never ever want to leave America. That car park is their holiday. You know those Americans, they'd be like,
yeah,
that's their holiday.
Camper van.
Yeah, where did you go for your holiday? Huh? My vacation? I took it to South Carolina to the car park to watch the Panthers. We had a great conversation about how we don't mind gay people as long as they don't tell me about it.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong with gay people as long as they get married somewhere else. You know, all these
hardcore.
Although I'm being very unfair now because I'm sure
stop now.
Yeah, true. Because I've never been to an American football match, but I worked in the Giant Stadium area. What's that called? Not Jersey Field, it's just so long ago. Like Jersey Field, where there's a horse racing thing there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm shoveling horse shite in there for a few weeks, right?
Lovely.
And it was in the off season. And all the New York, all the fans I met were New York fans, and they weren't acting like that at all. They were actually really sound. Yeah, they're really nice fans.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, like I said, you know the way Americans are weird. There you go.
But the equivalent for Irish people is that group of Irish people who go to horse racing.
Yeah. Right?
Do you ever see, you know what I mean? You know the one, like there are genuine people who go to horse racing and they're there and they put their bets on, they go out to the parade
Mad
ring and they do all that and they study form and they do all that sort of stuff. And then there's lads who go to things like Leopardstown and Cheltenham. Obviously, Cheltenham's in England, but you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, the Galway races get loads of it
whatever.
As well. Yeah.
And basically, they're the equivalent lads of what we were talking about. Yeah. They're the lads who get into a bar, right? Get a place at a bar. I never see a fucking race. They wouldn't even see a horse.
Remember we were
literally just all on, full on the piss.
I don't give a shit about what's going on.
Never leave the bar.
Remember we went to Crow Park.
Do you win nothing?
One lad got so drunk.
What do you mean they win nothing? Was there a lot or something?
What? Yeah. What do you mean win? What's going on? Is there something happening? I thought we were not failing.
Yeah.
Remember we were at Crow Park? You and me were at Crow Park. We were at the fancy box and they let us go into the fancy box and we were there and it was all, and it was, we were the, like you, me and Neville were the only people that watched the fucking match. You, me,
that's
and Neville,
right.
And his brother and his friend, your woman. And we were the only ones to watch the match. And three Americans, they watched it.
Your man that gave you the great line. PJ was coming out to watch the second half, right? Myself and Neville were sitting out. And it kind of was unusual because he wasn't sitting there for a minute. And it was like the second half was about to get underway. And eventually he comes out a few minutes later and he goes, fucking hell. He says, I'm either getting cornered there by this lad and he's after me talking to me about this, that and the other and whatever. And I said to him, I said, fucking, you know, listen, I want to see the game. And your man turns around and says,
Michael Darren McCauley had the ball and he scored a goal. I missed a goal.
Yeah.
Right? And he never noticed.
Yeah.
I says, listen, if you don't mind, I just want to go out and watch the game.
Yeah.
I just want to go out and watch the game. Oh, yeah, we're all watching the game. Yeah, we're all watching the game.
Well,
man.
Clearly you're not.
You blind headcase. Yo, man. Yeah, come here. I want to tell you. And he just kept talking.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all watching the game. You fucking idiot.
Yeah, he never made it outside the door.
He never made it outside. And then his mate got so drunk. Remember, he got so drunk.
Yeah.
He had to be carried bow-legged. He couldn't even support himself.
Yeah.
Right out the door before the second half was even
finished.
It was
literally two of his other mates either side, right, and dragging his feet, like not sort of helping him.
No.
His feet were being
like he had a cardiac arrest and had to be thrown on the side of the road for an insurance purpose. It was unbelievable. No interest in what's going on. Interest in the sport
at
all.
Sport's great. You got to love sport.
Oh, it is, yeah. I tell you something, I wish I enjoyed sport the same way because you'd never have any drama. You wouldn't care who won or lost.
Exactly, yeah. It'd be oblivious.
You just say, what was the score last night? Oh, jeez, about 10 points anyway. To what? To fucking
nothing. To two kebabs.
What are you talking about? 10 points to two kebabs and a Happy Meal. It was unbelievable. Some result. Swear to God. Real good result. Shite myself and all this morning.